This Mikvah's Shiryah test by the Rosh Hashiva continued. Dal Nisan Hei Toshim Mem Hei, March 26, 1985, on Tuesday continued.
Of the second half of the Mishnah, of the Jer Galvech of the Yitzikei, not because of the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says, I am the Mishnah. Not only the Tzorim Tzorim cannot be taken. You cannot be taken in Machat, in the Brecho, unless the Brecho has been solved. The Brecho has Mensah. Mashein came in the case of Chazal and Shechei. So then it's Kimayo. But it's Mufka from Chazal. So you can take your tail even if it's Chazal and Shechei, even if it doesn't have Mensah. But Zomim Tzoroi not because it's Mufka from Chazal. As long as one moment it was lifted up, so it's not time, my time anymore. There was a break in the life of the Mimayim, so it's not my time anymore. But it's not mikveh, it's still as a din of mayim, so it again is a din of mayim. So, Cholam Mishichei Pohim Ozom Yitzroim, in Kaddish Melem Chatos, Achi Yivoda Ashi Yitzor Hashem. In other words, suppose he establishes that the water that was there in the Brecho after the severance of the connection came out, and now all water in the Brecho is new water that flowed into the Brecho after the connection was revived. It's fine. So then it's not Yitzhiki anymore. Then it's not Yitzhiki anymore. It's not Yitziki anymore. Alright. Now, let's see that out. Yitziki, Sheili Abrecho Mechivor in Mayon, so it's much more from the Rosh and the Ram of Noreh. Like most of the that the Yitziki is reference to the connection of the entry of the Brecho. Chilos, not the exit of the Brecho, the way the Rambam is saying. Hareyu ki mikre, the Yitaya Bechol Shei, then it is entire the whole ship. Even though he didn't empty out of the ship. Because it's again Mimayim. But Mayim Chaimudim, Tosso is loving from Yusuf, is loving Zoroim Mechatos, Xibo Mayim Chaimudim. Now, here, in the second level of the Mishnah, you have a basic machlokes. Some Rishayim say, and that is Mashma, in the Shita of the Rash, in the Shita of the Rosh, and probably the Shita of the Rambam. But the Rambam is not so clear. It is definitely the Shita of the Rash and the Rosh. That when does the Mishnah say, Eviri al Gabi Prechov is Sike, Hareyu Kimitre, but not Kimayo. In other words, you can be Kaylee, even Kaylee, only if it has Mensah, and it's not entirely the whole tree, because the Shem Mayon was already Poka as a result of the hefsek between the Mayon and the pool and the Brecho. That's only the pool was a called Mleo Mayon, not the Mensah. Look, in other words, here you have Mitzvah. You have here Mitzvah. Yes. Mitzvah, so it's a Mitzvah. It's not in my. Then a person in Mitzvah, he checked. And we mayon so that the water from the mayon should naturally flow in a smooth way into the breath. Then we mayon enter the Brecho, and they came commingled with the Mitzvah that was in the Brecho before. So then the whole Brecho acquired the Dimayim. However, the connection, so then the Dimayim was broken from the Mitzvah. But suppose that he channeled the new Maya so that it would naturally flow into an empty pool. So all the center pool is, and he channeled it. And then he channeled it, that this water from the Maya should flow into it, enter into it. And he did, and then he severed the connection, so it still continues to have the Din of Maya even after he severed. There's the Shita of the Rash in the Rosh, and the one who expresses it explicitly is the Barik in Sheresh Kufnu. However, the Raived in Bala Nefesh, he said that when the Mishnah says, Eviri al Gabit Recho, Eviri al Gabit Recho, the Sike, so Areyu Pitre, Areyu Kinitre, so it is referencing to the case of Eviri al Gabit Recho, Ibreko Recho. But the moment he severed the connection, so then it's posak limitlessly din mayon. It can only have a din mayon if it is mechuber. But if the connection was severed, it does not have a din mayon. And some achilim point out from the thesis and chilas that we have in base, if you look at the thesis, you'll see the Teisve Shite. The Teisve Shite is also like the right. And then the Rashbo Shite, Sharamai, the Rasafais, is also like the Shite's right. So we have the very basic Machlokes Hashem. According to the Rash and the Rosh, and possibly, maybe probably, the Rambam, so when the Mishnah says a Vira Tziki Arei Vikre, but not Kimayon, it's not the time of the whole tree, so it's only in case of a Vira Al Gabit Rechom Leia. And then if Tziki is Arei Vikre, but a Vira Al Gabit Rechom Rechonis, Rechom Rechonis, so then it has a Vira, it has a Vira of the Mayon, even though it's a thing. And the Raya, and the Marik says, discussing it. And the Marik's Raya is from the Mishnah, in another pair, in the word. Gauls and Mishlash. So the Alochi is that Tfilah is Eilim. So even though it's Nishlash, it became Nekah from the seed. Still, so even though it's not connected to the seed, so it has a din of Maya, it has a din of Maya, and even though Rosh Hashanah is the Bainan Dinofa Lodin Vakil, in the Bainan Sok, so it is the Tfilah. So only Bainan Sok. So Rabbi Tam says that the reason that it says Bainan Sok, because of Nofal Oda, because even in Mayon requires Mensol Tlasol. But Akeli doesn't require Mensol. Samuel is the Rayat Marik, that we see that even it's Nislash, it's Nipsak Tebore, so it still has in Mayon. So why did the Mishnah say here, the answer is because here he deals with the case where it's a Vira al Gabit Rechom Leia, but a Vira al Gabit Rechom Ikonis, the Psyche is Sarei Gemaya, and the Gabit was killed, he doesn't require Menso, so it's entire Beholcho, it's entire Beholcho. Now the other chain, let's say the Aibe, Tisvis, Chir, Hey, the Rashbol, Sharamai, so they distinguish a Gaussian Islash from here. Because Gaussian Islash, even after the wave breaks, it still retains de hoge geest op de dag. Maar ze niet in die ooit, die nou dan het regel, iedereen, iedereen die het regel, maar the moment the connection is severed, so there is an illusion in the chies of the God. There's the mitzvah. So that's why, since there is an illusion in the chies of the way of the Maya, so melee, because you see, when you see a wave, you see it breaking. So don't you see that even after it breaks, it flows with so much, you know, speed, you know, unusual speed. But when you are madriya, water from the mayor into an empty mikveh, so then it doesn't retain that chies of the, that is typical of the mayor. So in a way, it's possible to release mayor, and it has only been on it anyway, so it's a revolution between the Rash and the Rosh, and possibly or probably the Rambam on one hand, and the Rambam the basis, and the Rashbo on the other. Yeah. Now, then, there is a machlokes between most Peshenim and the Rambam. When it says Ipsike, so according to most Peshenim, Ipsike means he severed the connection with Chilas Abreicho, but if he didn't sever the connection with Chilas Abreicho, even though he severed the connection at the exit of the Abreicho, it still continues to have a priority. And according to the Rambam, the Pshat is Heber Gal Abreicho the Yipsike at the exit, but he left the connection at the entry intact. But in view of the fact that it's he severed the connection at the exit, so it ceases to have it not by according to that. Alright. Edvile al Gabi Kele. Edvile al Gabi Kele. Oy al Gabi Sapso. Edvile al Gabi Moshe Hoyo. So, Shehebir Amayon al Daphne Akil Bachutz. Why does the Rabbah Binore say Sheever Hamayon al Daphne Akilin Bachutz? Because the Rab was bothered by certain Kashi. Hever al Gabi Keli? So why is it different than Mayon Shevir al Gala Shekes? So it's possible. Here it's not possible. And Bude says, I am Mishoyo. And Bude says, not Mishoyo. But it has only been a big. But it's kosher little bit. It's kosher little bit. The answer is the first Mishnah of Sheikis has reference to the case where the water of the Mayon entered the Teich of the Keli. Here, it is reference to the case where it passed over the Teich, as I suppose, or without the Teich. Suppose he was the Keli. So he didn't enter into any teich, so then he didn't come show. So Rabbi says, how did he show you? He continues to have Maya. And then Rabbi says that even though he didn't come show, but the Chalishem Maya is poka. Chalishem Maya is poka. Why is it poka? Either because it's a special halacha, that if it passes over a keli, some melee, the shemayon is poka, or the samushin is poka, because it is reference to killing the tamutabutume. Some melee, in the killing tamutabutume, so even though it didn't enter, he didn't enter the Teich of the Kele because the Kele was a Beit. He inverted or just passed over the Beifen, not into the Teich, but the Kele as a whole is the Kamutum. So because of the Aloche of Yossi al-Ditare, so the Dimayim is Pocket. but the recreated. So, if you're going to change, we are going to be it can be used every demand too. So this in me, Areyu Kinik, who will bat Shuriyaki or Gabia Sapso. But while the water is over the Sapso, even though there is no Biskibo, while the water is, let's say, on the Achir Yakri, there is no Biskibo, it's not Chow, but with the Rabbonon you cannot do it. Not that it's Chow now, it didn't enter any tail. But the special there, Zera Shemiyadu with him. But once it passes beyond the Sapso, then you can think. In other words, so that's analogous to the Din of Sheikhs according to the Siosef's Pshat in the Rajbo and the Rash. Similarly, the Rav, that Vire Adam Kim, Sheikh Ramayan, that Nakim Bachut, Arayuk Mishoyo, Kayabzechim, the whole show. הרי יוקים שלי בואים לצור ולפירן ובלבד שליד לא אדם יישא אפסו זירו שליד מוקים והלוח את רבית נאו יריץ למשנה of מיון של משה כנגו מיון של משה כנגו and we went over some time ago that Mishnah I think was over the shame but we'll just go over quickly over the two shames the two pshat in the Rabbah the first pshat is in accordance to the pshat of Moses Shem And the second pshat is in accordance with the pshat of the Rosh. Mayim shu moshek kenado. Nado is a many-legged insect. It's called an image of centipede. So in other words, it's like this. The insect is like this. So mayim shu moshek kenado is it sprinkles water, contaminates water. This way, that direction, that direction, that direction. Ribol of Yimshikhe and he added Mayim Shuri he don't see Mayim Shuri according to most Yimshikhe so what does it mean Yimshikhe so Yimshikhe again according to most it means Yimshikhe in the height like this it was let's say 5 or more high and now as a result of the dumping of the Mayim Shurim, so it became 10 amah high. But the area of flow was not extended. Let's say, before we dump the Mayim Shurim, here is the Mayim. Here is the Mayim. So it's Moshe Kenado. And then, before we dump the Mayim Shurim, it extended as far as here. That was the limit. As a result of dumping an abundance of Mayim Shurim, so the height of the area of flow was raised. But it wasn't extended lengthwise or widthwise. So in view of the fact that after the dumping of the Mayim Shurim, the Mayim Natri, so it still flows as far as it was flowing before, except in the higher height, so higher. So it's entire the whole Shurim, and it's entire the Zeichlin, it's Mamishimayim, the whole Shurim. Hoyoimi, suppose. It didn't fall. And here as a result of dumping the Mayim Shurim, so the area of flow so was extended. The river of the Mishikha. Shogun the Mikveh and Taya Beshbeira will be my only Taya Beshbeira. Say again, according to the Ram. So it's a result of that. Just as the Ram explains the mission at first period of the so he explains this mission also is on shovel in the tab is there so in other words it was so at first all the water and the right here. He didn't go beyond this piece of paper. As a result of dumping water, it was extended till here. So insofar as the extended area is concerned, where it wasn't flowing before, because originally it was only leaving, it concentrated in this piece of paper. So vis-à-vis the extended area, so in Shodra Mikritaya Beshbira, but Bezeichel not. And similarly, it requires Mansoor to retire. He didn't kill it. But vis-à-vis the original area, where it was in before, so it's analogous to my life in the culture, and mainly to have his ethnos. According to the other machine, it's not reasonable. But they also distinguish the original area flow and the extended area flow. So when the Mishnah says that you're in the room of Shekha Shalom, you can tell that there's Beiren. There's Beiren, so it is reference to the original area flow. So then it's entire Beish Beiren, but not exactly. But men so it doesn't feel right. Why do we see each other like so? There is a kind of it. And Ulimayim Rehadil Beish Kolshu has reference to the so entire Beish Beiren has reference to the extended area. So even the extended area, where it didn't flow before, so it's still Mitaya Beholshu, but it's not Mitaya Bezeichel. Not Mitaya Bezeichel. Only Mayon Lehadvil Bey Koshu, or Mayon Lehadvil Koshu is reference to the original area. Now, one second. So, according to most Rishim, Nada Ranchi. So, Hoya in the Nuwa Mshikhe, Shogel Mikhe, Nitaya Beshbiru, Mayu Lahadu Mikoshu, has reference to the extended area. But still, the original area, so it's Nitaya Bezeichle, and it's Lahadu Mikoshu, the original area. But the extended area over here, so it's only analogous to Mayim Lahadu Rikoshu, but not in Mutayabze. And according to the Ram, it's reasonable. Okay. Now, let's see the Ram. Shumei Shachinado, Shemei Mo Bechun Mikim Sahabi, Kishar Ezeh Shemao Baraglai, the generally the last centipede, you see the same word as name. Vivo of my Shurim Achimim Shaho, and his Gadlan kings, Shemim of Zechlisho, Hareut Meshoyo, Hamkin Salon with Tal and the Zechli, of the Hosho, Moshoyo Betrio, Hoya Maya Nimi Goyobin is Holy, Vivo of my Shurim, and his Gadlan Mayo, Achimim of his Holy Nail, Eilich, Machasamay Shurim, Shogun Mayo, Hamkin Salon, Shamayim is Holy Well, Shobin Mayon Shemitali Beholshe, the Shobin, the Mikre Shemitali Bezechon El Bezbe, not like that, not like that. So that means the new area flow, where it was Zechon before, so there it's Shobin Mayon Shemitali Beholshe, the Shobin Mikre Shemitali Bezechon El Bezbe, not like that. Pir Shachia, so that's like the Rashi, Pirish Acher, Robo of Mshichei, not that he dumped water. He didn't dump any water. He just made excavations. She hears it at Rechis, she yomish his mayim in a mayim a hundu in Yor. Hareyu kemoy shohoyo, he be mocking show yomim of Zechim, kiim shehiba alayim, v'yechivon, shom yutaya b'zechim. And that's a big chumrah. There's the Rashi, The Rashi is the only one who explains the Mishnah that way. In other words, Giborim Shichet doesn't mean that he dumped Maimshu. He didn't dump any Maimshu. But he made new excavations. He made new excavations whereby the flow was extended into new areas. But it's the same in Ireland. There isn't a drop of here to fall my native. Even though it's exclusively in Mayon that flows into other areas, into extended areas. So still, it's not entirely there. So that means, according to the Rash, so if a well will have zech, usually the water of the well is not zech. But suppose he had water of the well that is Eichel, so then it will not do the time. Not do the time. Only the Shbiyah. Only the Shbiyah. Because what does a well mean? A well means that people started to dig and dig and dig until water from the spring, from a distance, starts to flow into the area of the well. So that's the well of the Shbiyah. But I mean, the post can say that we don't have to be patient for the sheet of the rush. But you see, the Rav of Nora, the second washing, adapted the pshat by the rush. Aber wenn wir sich in der Rinde, in der Rober auf Schirr, in der Amidosson, in der Schirr ist aus dem Kind Amidossi Sechlin, schobe den Mitzvah, der Teier der Schwerin, der Teier der Sechlin, die Achad, die Kats, die Kima Mayon, in und Sechlin. Nicht in Dauer. Kolayamin ki mikve. That every yam is a din of mikve. So you ask the question, isn't the yam a gigantic spring? So how is it it has a din of mikve? It should certainly have a din of nylon. It's a gigantic spring. Ordinary spring is only a relatively tiny spring. This is a gigantic spring. So the reason is it's exactly across. It's not this far. Of course, this is why we should say that the yam has a din of mayo, but it's just across. To mikri hamayim kol yam, divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Meir, hayam hagodol ki mikri. Now, what does yam hagodol mean? Sometimes when the Gemara mentions Hayamakodu, so it means in his Trivashrat soil. It is referenced to Mediterranean Sea, because that's not the soil. But here, all the machines, Hayamakodu means Yamukyos. Now you should remember, when we say, when the Shem, or when the Gemara says Yamukyos, it doesn't mean just the Atlantic Ocean. Ukyonus means an ocean in contrast to a sea. You know, there's a difference between a sea and an ocean. Mediterranean Sea, but not Mediterranean Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean. So there are three oceans, and they all are comprised within each other. So whenever the Halacha mentions Ukyonus, and here Yamagodo, according to all the Shemim, means it Ukyonus, not Mediterranean. You see, when the Gemara says in Brochas that there is a special Brocha, and Yamagodo, she also Yamagodo, so there you have a Machlokes HaKos. Some say that the special Brocha of she also Yamagodo is reference to Ukyonus. And some say the special bracha was enacted between Kriyat Shema and Yisrael, so it is referenced in the Mediterranean Sea. Mashiach can hear Yamagodo, definitely, beyond the shadow of the Dara, according to all the Shem, no possible, means the Jonas, not just the Atlantic. We are accustomed to the Atlantic, but the Pacific is also Jonas. Ikyona, ocean. Ikyona is ocean. So Rabbuda Inya Hayaman Guruji. Some it sounds strange, this is also course. In other words, what is more divine? An ocean or a sea? Of course in a sea. He is a gigantic mind. Gigantic mind. But an ocean is even more, you know, from a physical point of view. From the point of view, you know, of the characteristics and the attributes of Mayim Chayim. So what is Mochias? Water from Mayon, an ordinary spring, or water from the sea? Of course, water, the waves of the sea are more turbulent by far than the waves of an ordinary spring. And when you compare or contrast, let's say, the waves of an ordinary sea, like the Mediterranean Sea, vis-à-vis the waves of the Atlantic, the Pacific is not turbulent. It's called Yamashoki, Pacific, also Pacific. But the Atlantic is so turbulent, Still, according to Rabbuda, so the Imaguru, let's say the Atlantic, does not turbulent. But, let's say, the Mediterranean Sea, the Baltic Sea, hesitant. Is reference only to the region. So that's one. And we passed in like a basin. So we had 3 days tonight. One shite by Rav Meir is that every yam, whether it's a kionis or not a kionis, an ordinary sea, has it no victory. So it's not the time there. And that's the basin. That's Rav Meir. The Buddha shite is that only Kyonis Yamagodu has a hidden root. But all other Yamin sees have a deen of Maya. And Yesi says that every Yam, even Yam Kyonis, is entirely but there's a question, which way are Maya called Yamin? So that only implies that it's possible in Zodim to hold in the country. The question is, either it's a Sakosu, a Mikve Mayim, Kor Yamim implies that has a Yina Mikve, or it doesn't imply. If it implies it has a Yina Mikve, it should be in terms of a Mikve, not in terms of a Mikve. And if it doesn't imply that it's a Yina Mikve, so why is it possible? Why is it possible Zogim is one Kadusha. So the Tenu Pshat, it's mentioned by Nono Lachay. Rashi Bakur Tesi Shabes says that the reason is why Yamin is entire Bezechon. The reason is why Yamin is entire Bezechon. At all, it is possible So that means he doesn't have a deen of mayim, a deen of mikve. How can we come in terms of him? What's the chapter of this? And the aloha is like a gaze. So according to Rashi, I think it after this, at the end, without Mamish very interesting about the Bible, I think so. So Rashi says, because the reason is why Mayim is the type of Zechrin, because Zechrin is the natural attribute of the Mayim. What is the natural state of the Mikveh? To flow with swiftness, now. I mean, flowing with swiftness in Mikve would be an aberration. It would not be the natural thing. But in Mayon, so on the contrary, the flowing with swiftness is a typical attribute of the Mayon. That's why it's kosher. But by Mikve Zeichon and Atmetaya, because it's not the natural state to flow. The natural state of Mikve is to be at rest, not to flow with an unusual swift. I suppose if you ask the scientist, he'll tell you that every water is flowing. That's true. But our Pedin, this mild flow of water that you see, let's say, water in the cup, also flows. But that's not so nikali nayim. So that's not considered flow. Even though science will recognize it as flowing. But that's not nikali nayim. What is considered flowing? Something that flows with swiftness, you know, like the waves of the sea, like water in a spring. So the reason as to why Mayon would have this is because that's the natural state of the mind. But by Nietzsche, it's not the tire, because it's not the natural state. Some melee, like Rabbeisi says, true, there is a Zersakosu, to Mikve HaMayim Kol Yam, that it has a dynamic. So it has a dynamic. But what's the natural state of the water in the Yam? Is it to be at rest or to be flowing with considerable sweetness? Of course, it's the natural state of water in the Yam to flow with an exceeding swiftness. So the melee is like possible. In other words, Zog Nun Tzoroi require Mayim Chayim Mayim. Mayim is such. But the Tzur of Zeichli in Mikve is not a Tzur that attaches to Mikve because it has a Chalishim. It attaches to Mikve because Zeichlin in the Mikve is not a natural state, it's an aberration. But suppose you have a Mikve where the natural state is Dafke Zeichlin, so then it's like Mayon. Alright. That's Rashi. But from the Rambam, no, it's not much more like Rashi in Shabbat Dafke. היה רגוד מה זה רב מנה. היה מעגוד את מיקרה, מקור עקוס את מיקרה, עוד למה עגוד, ואני משתה לקרוא. In my separations, I still have 10 minutes, right? It's 20 after 12? 23, okay. Shuta. אז איך אני גדעים הורת, suppose, my watch is 11. That means I'll keep you for another 2 hours, you see. So, Hayamagodu Tinitra Garab, we call Akosut Nitra Yamagodu, the Bain Story for all the nice operations. She showed me who called the operations. We never yam, we were shrubbing, we should have gotten the new yam in our bay. She called Holy Milk and Ero, the gay say me, a Korayami, Yamagodu Mamma Tiras Minalian, the machine carrying the Zephyr. כי שם כל מיני חולים זכרון עליהם, אבל also he doesn't say like, doesn't appear like Rashi's שיט in Shabbos. He says, ויאמר גודל מה מתרס מים עליהם, אין שיטה זכרון. He doesn't say because זכרון is the natural state of the ים, as Rashi says. But מפני שם כל מיני חולים זכרון עליהם. So maybe that's why it partially has he didn't mind. I would sue him Tears my heart. Shakosuf called Mikre, Balochet Rabbis. So you see that Rashi, the Ram, that Nore does not follow Rashi's Pshat and Shabbat. But in many Rishim, you can see, I mean, that they follow Rashi's Shike in Shabbat. Now, Mishke, Hazich in Kimayon, Vanit in Kimikre, Hid Reptonic Hazich in Shehobo, and Nate in Shim Shemin. Nating, she also said, saying, after a matter of the cone, after you saw, we saw the year of the tale, did a review day, the base in a cold wash and come to me in the sun. Now, let's see how the rabbit explain. As they claim, he in Horace, she in Zeichlin, are in Kibayan. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us that not only spring it has been on my own, rivers also have been on my own. Of course, physically, from a physical point of view, so you know, is also a gigantic mire. It's a big mire. And it can be seen in Hoshe, when it can be shown, it's in it. I mean, that's a little strange. When Hanaitin Giyemichon is Mikri. Of course, that's Mikri. How is Mikri prepared? By manipulating that Mikshon should rain into the pool. So then that's the way to set up a Mikri. So, of course, it's Mikri. So, Michael Marshall, Kimikri Kairat Boyn, Soulish Beer, and hey, the Tonic Alasik, when Shabbat Hanaitin. Shame sharing. He's a clean hoil beneath him walking. But he will be mocking shame to the two of his a clean. Ellen can eat him machine in the land. Now, there is a machlekes machine. I think you already learned it. I think from Yohan we discussed already, we went over to this. Hater, Tonic, our Zeichlin, Shahoba, and Ethium, Shame, Shame. So there is a machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim say that the hate of Tzadik HaZeichlin Shehobo HaNeitim Shimshirim implying that only the Zeichlin is the rock, but in the Neitim are the rock, then it's not kosher. So it is reference to the extended areas of flow. But the original areas of flow, so then it's kosher, even if the Neitrin are over as if. That's according to most of him. I mean, I don't want to say the right way because everybody is still in the right. The Marit, who has a different shite, is also still in the right. But there's the shite of the Rambam, the Rashbam, the Ritvor, the Ram, most of him, that and according to Moshe Shemin, there's the Shita of the Ayur. According to Marit, not the Shita of the Ayur, it's not Ayur. So, according to the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ram, in the Ritvor, they are two Shemis, the Ritvor, the Ram. I think we discussed it earlier. So according to Moshe Shemin, the Tzodek's Halokhe has reference to the extended areas of flow. But the original area of flow, so then it's kosher, it's entirely zeichlin, even in the Neitrin HaRobah HaZeh. However, according to the Marit, so this halacha of HaZeichlin SheRobah HaNeitrin, that is kosher, implying that if the Neitrin Amor, so it's not kosher, has reference even to the original area of flow, where it was flowing before. But if Neitrin dropped in, or dumped in, and the Neitrin Amor, then it's not the time of it. there's the sheet of the Maharal. In 18 Shosha Zechut. Oh, now, here he says, in 18 Shimshem Kizechut, Heo Vinatrim Mortim, Vafu Vimokim Shemki Vitrila Bizechut, Elim Kinatrim Mashimba. In 18 Shosha Zechut, so the Rambat Nor explains it, and that's the Pshat by the Rash. כמקווה שמתפורת על ספוסי ומימור יצים מזכר אי כמקווה וספורת על ספוסי and it starts to leak out. There is an echo in the case of mikveh, in the premise of the mikveh, through which it leaks out. So we say mikveh, so that means so you have to stop the leaking. So how do you stop it? If you put a maki in a corner, and even if you dissolve and dissolve, hold the maki, hold the maki. So hold the maki, so it's all right to stop the spill network. But how can a dissolve and dissolve who are Tommy Mamish stop the spirit, but there is a roche of Adiyosim Arkita. So either we say, according to Rebude, there is no such a roche of Adiyosim Arkita, but we pass from like the base. The base, he says, Kondoma Shem Kalitun Nasconesa. Now look at the Rav. Same Hakul Maki, Kondo Izab, Zobe, same from the Yadid Regal, the same from the King Yitzir Samayi, Achiyamga Amayi Mimachnecha, the Nasim Eshbeo, the Yiri Datomi Vitele. So, Kol Gomo Shem Kabo Tume, Loi Mi Boi Zad Mizobe Shem Tmei, Shem Yechele Nisim King Yitzir Samayi Yidei Mibragoyen, Kilo Hamid Amayi Mlasim Sam Eshbeoen, Ela Afu Toyo Gomo, הוידו מקבלתומה עם הסרים בהם. כלאים אני ממידים בהם מכם הסר, כי שיעשה הסברם, יוכל לידו. איתן ורבייסי במקרו מקרה מים יתויה, הביוסון תהי על ביתר, והלוך את רבייסי. So from the Rav, it's mashma, that the reason is why the beauty is mati of being in Zav and Zodr to hold the maki and to stop to block the skile, because the beauty is really can this whole halacha of Adios all the time. We pass for a day, but the Rash mentions an option that the beauty is also needed. There is a halacha of Adios all the time. And you cannot, let's say, bring in water, make shomer, into the mikveh directly through a pipe that is made of metal. Because shooting the matzah is in the tabotomet. So that will mean if the water is brought into the mikve directly through a pipe that is connected, let's say, to the building. Suppose you have a pipe attached to the building. And then the pipe continues into the mikve. So then, as it starts raining, it goes down to the pipe attached vertically to the building, and then horizontally into the other pipe made of metal, because the transmission, the Avoya Samayim, is brought in, is affected through something that is coming to something that is coming to. To something that is mekabelot, that is mekabelot. Mashein came here, so the water was not brought in through a medium that is mekabelot. It rained into the mikveh, but now it started through a hole. In the case of the mikveh, it started to mekabel. So he wants to stop the spill. That's only minyas. Minyas, a leaking out, it's not, it doesn't involve a transmission of water into it. It involves a prevention of water coming out of it. That doesn't come within the minyas, haskele, to prevent the prevention of the leaking out of water, does not come within the sakosuf of Aviosa Litar. Only the bringing in of water cannot be done through a medium that is becoming. But to prevent the leaking out can be done through a medium that is becoming to me, according to Aviosa. And contrary, so even preventing the leaking out cannot be done through a medium that is becoming to me. Now, the Rambam couldn't explain the Mishnah Torah, because the Shittas Rambam means that the whole halacha of Yosei al Mitare applies only to Mayim, not to Mikveh. And here again he says even with respect to Mikveh. So he explains the Mishnah differently. Look in the Tosha Mishnah. Omar Shamanis, Hanazin in Amayon, Noris Adil in Van Holland, Mishpoton, Umishpot Amayon Echot, Omnom Hamanis, Ashivit for Tippis Tippis, Mayonis Amayon, Vanetin Kmitri. So, how do the other Shaman explain it is Mitri? Mikshom Kmitri. So, here's the question, Michael Mashko. Of course, Mikshom is Mitri. This is how Mitri is set up. By manipulating that Mitchum should bring it to the pool. So, but the Rambam explains it differently. By making it, let's say, you have, let's say, May Mayon on the mountains, and then the drops of the May Mayon from the mountains drip down the slant of the mountain. So that does not have a deen of Maya, because there is no continuity of flow from the Maya till the coming down on the ground beneath the mountain. So maybe it's on the beneath side the continuity was interrupted. So it has a mitzvah. So he says, "Hine haminis ashevitu om haminis." Asher Yitpo Tipis Tipis isolated drops that originally emanated from the spring on the heights of the mountain, now, how do you call it, Darwin? That's the English word. What?
The mountain?
No, the bottom of the mountain.
Valley?
No, that's a valley. I mean,
summit.
Especially what?
Summit?
What? Canyon, no? What's the canyon? What is the canyon? Isn't the canyon the bottom of the mountain? Isn't the canyon the bottom of the mountain? Whatever. So, the drops, the isolated drops, that emanated from the Maya at the heights of the mountain. So then, when they drop down into the ground, to the bottom of the mountain, so that has it not retreat, because there is no continuity of flow. So he says, Then he says, so the making shosom zechlin, same hafu makil, hafu kone, hafu zob zob yer. In other words, let's say you have isolated drops, not only not Maya, because there is no continuous jet from the Maya when they drip down the height of the mountain. But he wants to join the isolated drops into a continuous jet. So what do you do? He takes a cane, let's say, this is the mountain, the height of the mountain. This is the height of the mountain. So, and the isolated drops keep on dripping down. So by putting the cane against the surface of the height of the mountain, so the isolated drops will join each other and form a continuous jet. So then, it becomes the Maya. In other words, you manipulate by putting the cane against the surface of the height of the mountain, so you manipulate that one isolated drop should join another isolated drop so that they would keep on flowing from the Maya to the ground of the canyon. In a continuous jet. So in effect, so this is what Rav Yehuda says. This is what Rav Yehuda says. In eight one, she'll also zeichlin, same hafil makir, hafil kone, hafil zove, zove, yere yitevi, divri Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda is saying there, kol dobro shu, so, hafil zove, zove, yere yitevi, divri Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is saying there, kol dobro shu, mikabu tumi maslende, because here, in effect, he is transmitting the water, is changing it into the Maya by manipulating that the isolated drops that drip down should join one to another and form a continuous jet regarding Maya. So it's a Yosan of the power in the Maya, and that there is such a aloha. There is such a aloha. Now, the Rosh mentions, took the Rosh first. Mentions the Rambam Pshat, which he likes, but at first he mentions the Rashi Pshat, that it means Hanitin Shosh Zeichon Zeich Afur Makir Afur Konek Afur Zobi Zobi Yer Vetebei. It means withholding, preventing the leaking out. So that means that if the hole is not blocked and it does leak out, so then you cannot be taken on it, because it's Zeichon. So he mentions two Rishonim. One Rishon is that when is it Zeichon, if the Nekev in the wall of the Mikveh is very low, so after all the water leaks out through the holes, there won't be Mem Sol left. So even before it reached the hour, it's considered zero. But suppose the hole in the kesel of the mikveh through which water starts leaking out happens to be very high in the daytime. So beneath the hole, there will still be, after all the water will leak out, so there will still be more than memso left beneath the hole, then it does not, then it, even before he blocks the hole, he stops the stile. So then it's not possible to be tabled, because he can be tabled, there is enough water left. After all the water will have leaked out, there will be enough water left, memso, beneath the hole, which will always remain. So memele, you can be tabled in the mikveh, even before you block the hole. You see, there are two machines in the hole. Okay. Now, for Thursday, so to go over the Rashi and the whole papers, and go over very carefully, the Rosh and this Mishnah.
Shir Chaf and Mikvahs by the Rosh Hashiva, Vav Nisan Hetov Shemim, Hey, March
20th, 1985,
on Thursday.
You know, follow the Odom while I came in this day. It's a wave of the sea broke off and dropped. Our Odom while I came in, so is the hair. It's going. Now, that's the first part of the mission. The Rambam Noah. גאל שמישלש מהים שהילך ביסייך אם נופל על האודם בלעקל יסדהר לחום ובלבד לחום לבד לחום לבוי כבוני דימוי לחום זה אבל מה ששינו מתחום עלוי תוי רתי רק יחד for a different reason because כבוני is like it. But as far as the gal being nisresh from the yam is concerned, so there is no problem. Now, the question is this: we know that mayim is nitaya b'cholshen. So why does the Mishnah say gal she nisresh ubei avoyim so? Even if he doesn't have a body soul, it's the entire behold. So the Shilti Adibeli, in his Agoyas and the Mordechai, in Shabbos Pirik Vav, you look it up, the Mordechai and the Sefer Shabbos Pirik Vav, at the bottom you have the Shilti Adibeli's Agoyas. So the Shilti Adibeli mentions a whole Shiloh Tshuvah between Rabbi Shulam and Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Yishulam inquired from Rabbi Natan certain shayles about the voice. And in the course of the tshuva of Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Natan says to Rabbi Yishulam that from this Mishnah in Tzeraye, that Tvila Sodom requires memso even in Maya. Because the Mishnah says, Gal Shemislash, Uboy Aboyim So, enough all other are killing it here. Now, the question is, Gal Shemislash is Zechel? The answer is, Mayim is entire Zechel. But here the Gal broke up, so we see from this Mishnah that even when a wave of the Mayim breaks up from the Mayim, it's not connected to the Mayim, it's still as a Mayim. It's still as if not mine. So that's why it's Mikhail Zeichelin. Someone Shech, if it's still as if not mine, so then it should be Mikhail Beholchu also, The answer is because Mishnah says, Vinofa Olodom Lakhili. Olodom requires Himayon also Memsoch. But as far as killing is concerned, he doesn't require Memsoch. He does not require Memsoch. This is the Shita of Hamatam. Now, the Taz, at the beginning, one of the first Sifi in Simon Rejalo, I'm sure you learned it. So the Taz says that when it says Obey Avoyim Soh, he doesn't mean Avoyim Soh. It means that there is enough to be Mechased the Gufod. But, so that's a Dechat Pshat. But the Miri Mikvois mentions that Pshat. So in other words, it's Lav Dafke Memsa. The Miri Mikvois mentions that Pshat. And the Taz didn't know the Miri. The Taz. Now, the question is against the Rambam. The Rambam Shite is not like Hamata. The Rambam Shite is that even through a Sodom doesn't require men so in Imayim. And the Rambam mentions that in Shne, Gaush and Islash, Uboyabon so, we know followed like him. And he doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rambam here, because the Rambam would say it, or like in Mishne. So he merely says, Avon so means enough water to be Mechase, the Gufodom. But in the Rambam we cannot say it, since the Rambam says, Ubei Avon so. Ubei Avon so. So the question is, why does the Rambam say that the indication being that he doesn't have Avon Soh, so it's not clear that the Rambam Shiti is that Mayon doesn't require Avon Soh, even if Abitua Solo. So the Shach has that Kasha. And the Shach says that according to the Rambam, even though Mayon is entirely whole Shul Yimodon, that's only when it's Mechube to the Mayon. But when it's broke off from the Mayon, then it's not entirely whole Shul. There is a distinction between Mitaya B'Zechlin and Mitaya B'Chol Shul. The Mitaya B'Zechlin applies even to a Mayon, that broke off. But entire the whole show only applies to a Mayon that didn't break off. But it broke off now. That's why Shach. But he doesn't explain why. Reb Chaim explains the Shach. He says, because the aloche of entire the Zeichri depends upon the Chavoyitz Shemei Mayon. So we made a Gaushin slash in view of the fact that it retains its fears, so it certainly has a Chavoyin Shemei Mayon. It certainly has a Chavoyin Shemei Mayon. So we made it's a Chavoyin Shemei Mayon. Mashiach in the Aloha that Mayon is entirely Chavoyin, that depends upon the Chavoyin of Mayon. So if it's Nislash, it's not connected to the source, then it's not a Chavoyin of Mayon. It's May Mayon. But it's not the Hebs of mine. Anyway, he explains the Shashi. Alright. Gaussin is a Yabuim so, no one can tell. Como Kimshesh the Yabuim so. Como Kimshesh the Yabuim so, came him on that building. Tabling Ishvisha. ומבילים כלים הידיים, לימוקים שצורך תלס ידיים, גילים קידש ומסגה בנטילה. In other words, שלום לא בזדינה, יום מסעקים מתלס ידיים. So the מסעקים תלס ידיים, לגבי ימיך ותרומו. And then the יום מסעקים שמסרח תרומו, the יום מסעקים תלס ידיים, even לגבי איך ילחו. So, and they will hold or tumor can either be taken in his hands in a mikveh without the kli, or he can pour water and release from the kli. Ashen ki nechel kedesh kochim. So the lakon was that in order to eat kedesh, he must be taken in his hands, not just be nechel. So that's what it did, the Rav says. Madbirin kelim mo yadayim, binokim shitoch tilos yadayim, kinyin kedesh lo yisagev in tila. Madbirin bichritzin ubinotzin, ubipazis hameir, hamu reves bibiko. So in other words, if you have a mikveh, and then near the mikveh you have a little hole. So, and there is mind flowing from the mikveh to the hole. So, even the voice is very sanate. So, in Mele, if you can be madbil in that gum also, the chitzin, the notzin, the parsis hamelia, hamu reves the biko. Now, the rab. Chitzim rechovim umruboim kimor. It's a ditch. Eloshein umkurim, there's no silver. Umitzim is also a ditch. But ktsorim umato, urechovim umal, parsas habeya, vuadi parsas kobeimo. In other words, a groove that was formed by the hoofs of an animal, of a behemoth. So that groove, hamurevez vidiko, Gumo shenasis bikarka al bipasas regal shal behemo biniskapsu gomayi bimureves lediko shal demso al binekef kishveres amei is mabirlo. Bishama yoyimrin mabirin bichalos. Chaloes is a jet of rainwater that rains down from the slant of the mountain. So Chaloes is a chel. You know, it moves very swiftly. So, it's a chel. So that's one problem. How can you be able to Chaloes? It's a chel. And then it's Chatafches. It's in his land. It's not a new level karka. So there are two problems in connection with Chavos or Chomim. One is it's Echli, and with Chomim is not entirely Echli, only Mayo, and here we are dealing with Chavos or Chomim. And then, HaKatavkas in Echidu, HaMitzim HaKatavkas in Echidu, Lelitim and Lelitaya. So how does Mishamai say, Madun Chavos? We still in the name of it for two reasons. First, because it's Mishamim is not entirely Zechli. And two, reason number two, because Katafkas in the Chidu. But how do Mishamai allow Tfilin Chavles? So, many Rishayim say Mishamai hold that Mikri is entirely Zechli. And Mishamai holds that Katafres is real. Both, you have to admit. Now let's see the Rav. Harvest, we harvest. Zeremayim haboy midayi shal ho. Jewish Megiba ho, a jet of water that rains down from the slant of the mountain. Vafilei, mitchalot son vatsin from el nem so. So in any single spot there is no menso, so you have to be mitzare the water from one mokel with the water in the other mokel. And it's katafres in the chibur, still Bishamai say, but dealing with it, because Bishamai hold that katafres is a chibur, but dealing with it, will be sealed in the imagine. Actually, you are going to be mocked. But if it's Bishnevi Kindes, So you have to be mitzaren. Come to the king is water, and katafka is zeichivo, and then zeichli. So mikri is not in shomim, that I have zeichli. Shinichado is, mit a herge selo beishbira. Umeidi, shugeider akeli, vitenuhe. Pashtas haloshim tends to indicate that Meidi relates to Bisila, even though Bisila will say that he might be in the Chalas, still Bisila allowed Meidi to be Shammai, they can see to be Shammai, that he can set up a Kele in the middle of the Chalas and the table man. And he said, Mechitza Mikhei, כדי שיעקבו היו החמיים, לא יהיו זכרי. So then it will stop the running of water. So ממילא it will stay at rest. ביטלו בי סמיים, שבשיח מחיץ סקרים, שהם כמי מקווה. וכאילו שגודה בו אלוהים שלו. In other words, if you have a harvest here, and you put up the kale, so you can't be table. You cannot be table in that house, because it's a kale, number one, and then it's katafkas. But, suppose you put the kale here, so then that stops the running of the water. So it's not a kale anymore. And there is water in one spot remaining, at rest. So then you can be table. Something with me in a kale, you see, over here, because it's not a kale, and it's all in one place. But that kale that you set up does not become toy, because the other side of the kale, is not immersed in water. So you can table, let's say, Mahat here, on this side of the kill, but not on this side of the kill. I mean, on this side of the kill, you have no water. So for Mele, that kill itself, if it was stomach, does not become toyer, because this side is not immersed, is not covered with water. Only this side is covered with water. Vikash. So at first, the Rambam to know assumed that Umeidin relates to Bisila, even though Bisila will say that it might be under Chalas. Why? Because it's Eichel and it's Katafkes, but you can see the Bishamai, you can stop the Katafkes and you can stop the Zeichel by saying Apikele. So, should get a kill with Eichel. But the question is, the Kashi, the Oma Rabbi Israel, Kodoro, Shubikabu, Tume, Imas, and the Eich Poli, Abisirel, Shemidim, Shehida, Kibu, Dilbe, didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah that Rabbi Israel says that if, let's say, there is a hole in the case of the Mishnah, so he cannot plug the hole with a mate that a human being holds near the hole, because there is a law of Yossi al-Vital. So not only is a kosher of a biyosi of entire life, mikve mayim yetoyer. So from that we learn how it is a kosher morning zvachim that a biyosi of entire that the medium of transmission of water has to be something that is not recoverable. In other words, you cannot manipulate the rainwater should run to the mikveh through a metal pipe that is recoverable. Because it's a biosonolitum. So not only, so Gacy says, according to the Pshat by the Rashi, that not only does there's a kosher of a biosonolitum pipe, that the medium of transmission has to be something that is not recoverable. Even if the water was transmitted into the mikveh through a medium that is not recoverable, but then, on account of a hole in the wall of the mikveh, the water tends to leak out, and then he plugs it with something that is recoverable to me. So he retains the water through a medium that is recoverable to me. So it's also possible. So how can that's what from days he says in the previous mission. So how can the seal be made gain a killing with every man? And he has reference to a killing that is in Kabotume because he says the killing she got a man with root for them. Apparently they need Tile. Why do they need Tile? Because they became Tome. So it's a killing that is in Kabotume. It's in the matters of the Chaz. It creates the Kabotume. Not the Kriglob, the Adomo that is. Or creative that is not recoverable. So how can we stop this chile with the chile that is recoverable? Rabbi says you cannot be say this chile with the chile that is recoverable. That's the kasha. The kasha is kasha. The kasha of Rabbi Yisrael Yiyo Kogoba Shukutabu Tume Yipasim Veichet Polika Bisilel Shemidim 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 יש אינה בהיו מיידים עשי תקוי דום אביקלים שגיד בהם מרותו בורא כמה מיידים בישם היו בישר שהגיד הכלים מתאו בן כלים שגוד בהם לא יהודו אבל בישר לא יום סבר שנגיד הכלים מתאו בן רבי יקסי יום הקודו שנקב תומה עם הסכיר מדי וחמש מבישר זה דרש פרש and the Rambam Tanur adapts the Rashi Pshat. So while at the beginning the Rabbi got no assumed that two maidens should be the killing table there as reference to be Silel. So now he says no, the maidens should be the killing table there as reference to be Shammai, not to be Silel. According to be Silel, you cannot stop this Silel with the killing in Kabotome because that will be inconsistent with the principle of Abiyosin of Itare, but Bishamai is made it, even though Bishamai is made it, even though Bishamai say that Magil the harvest, but if he set up the Kaila to stop the Skrile, so then that Kaila that is Tomei does not become Tomei, because the other side of the Kaila is not immersed in water. That's what the Rash says. So the Rash says the same thing. First, the Rash assumed that to make him should be a king with evil Ben as reference to Bisilah. Then he has the Kashe. But how can Bisilah say that? It's inconsistent with what Rabbeisi said. And Rabbeisi is certainly not really to Bisilah. So then the Rash says that to make him as reference not to Bisham, not to Bisilah, but as reference to Bisham. אבל בסיור הוא מסבא שלי את יום תומן, כבר איסי בקודו של יום תומן, עם הסיור לי, ואוכל מה שפה לא נסע. אחר כך נראה ואחר
כך נראה,
What?
How can it be happening if the outside of the clay is not wet at all? But if it's hit well.
It doesn't have to be not wet at all. It doesn't have to be a clay. If there is one spot,
they did not become wet, so Mele Jew is not Mele.
Yeah,
suppose you immerse a Kele
yeah.
in the mikveh, and the top portion of the Kele is above the level of water, so there's no Tefillah. Suppose somebody goes down to the mikveh and he raises his finger above the level of water. So there's no Tefillah.
But isn't that something obvious? Is this the source of the Tefillah for the dinners?
What?
Isn't that something obvious then? Why would
okay,
the Mishnah mention here?
Okay, it's obvious because the Mishnah mentioned it.
It
wouldn't be so obvious if the Mishnah didn't mention it.
Is this the source of it then?
Yeah, this is also the other Gemara and there is a need, the other Mishnah is also there. Okay.
Is it possible that from the
so,
of the
so Bible? What the Chiddush is, that the Shammai also agreed with this. This is the Chiddush. The other Mishnahs have mentioned that, but maybe the Shammai don't agree with it. So that's the Chiddush, that didn't the Shammai agree with that.
So if you're wrong, it seems it might be possible in the inside, you get the inside water when you have the Mishnah. But what if it's still wet from the outside? Since it's guarded by the feet, so that might not be sufficient.
That's also true. Suppose that the outside is completely wet, but the inside, the water did not go into the whole teich of the kele. So the tefillah is not in it for the kele either. Water has to cover the inside and the outside. Okay. Now, we have to start the rush and period. My own share, Pilal Gabashi. Is possible. Now I hope that everybody looked up the Chuvas HaRashba that Bes Yosef cites, you know, I think it's Dafkuf. Is it Dafkuf? And there, Bes Yosef mentions his pshat in the Jewish Rashba and the Yosef Taichik pshat. According to the Yosef Taichik, the Rashba Shita is the same. The Rashba is the same pshat in the Mishnah as the other Mishnah. According to the Bes Yosef, the Rashba has another pshat in the Rosh Hashanah. But according to Yosef, the Rash also explains the Mishnah the same way as the Rash. In other words, without water passing over the Sofa and Atzdodi. So even if no water from the Mayon passes over the Sofa and Atzdodi, with it, only the water that enters the Kehle Shechias, the moment it goes out of the Shechias, so then you can be taken there. So basically, the Thai check is really kind of right. The Pashtas are washed on the right place by the Jesus. Alright, anyway. Now the Rash. Shevire al Gaba Sheikes. Shevu Kri. You know Sheikhi Shevisela. Because if it is Sheikhi Shevisela, then there is no problem. So you can take them inside the Sheikhis too. Kosher chutzlo, kosher hu, shechut misheike is, al gabisfoso, kosher lahadru beimachti zimeres. So, according to the Bes Yosef, Pshat in the Rash is saying by Rashba, that without water passing over the Sofa and Azdoni, suppose the water from the Mayon exclusively with that, went into the tailor and then passed over the Sofa Achuto, the Sofa Achitzenis, without any water passing on the Sofa Achitzenis. So the moment it goes out of the Sheikhs, so it's kosher to take the Korit Garash. So according to the Bais Yosef, Kol Shuch Shechut Lesheikhs, Al Gabis Roso. Now the question is, how can Bais Yosef explain that? Why doesn't he say Al Gabis Roso? So he says, Gabis Roso doesn't mean the Sfoso Nazorim. It means the Sfoso Achitzenis. The moment he passes over the Sfoso Achitzenis, so in Mele it's kosher legal. Now, Evire al Gabi Precho, the Psyche Arem Klink, I mentioned that there is a Machlokes Meshen, according to some Meshen. So, this din of the Mishnah, Evire al Gabi Precho, the Psyche Arem Klink, but it doesn't have it in my own, applies only to the case of Evire al Gabi Precho Leia. But if it's Evire al Gabi Precho in Konis, the Marik Kufnivov, I think, Sheresh Kufnivov, so says that. So then, even if Sikhet has it not my own, and the Raya is from the beginning, from the last Mishnah in Pirat Dalet, Gaushim Yislash, Ubeya Boim So, so not all of Makim, Ubeya Boim So is saying, but Gaushim Yislash, it's not. It is Mishlas, it's not connected to the Mayan anymore. Still it's entire, Bizeichoi, so it has a new Mayan. So Mele, even if it's Ipsi, but if it's a Prechorikoni, so it's like Dalsh Mishlas. But when does the Mishnah say that if Ipsi Karev Gitve not Mayan, it's not a Bayan Rechon, only if it's a Hirial Rechon Leia. So, as long as it's connected to the Mayor, so even if Rechon Leia, it's okay. True, it's a Rechon Leia, but our look is that Mayon Shumosh Kenado. So even if you don't mind nature, it becomes bottle for you in the mayor. It becomes bottle for you in the mayor. So here too it becomes bottle to the mind, the mixture that was in the brechon before becomes bottle for the mayor. Mashing, but if it's CK, so then it doesn't happen. Mashrim came, the Vire al Gabi Precho Mikonis, the Marik says, even if Sikhi did not mind his entire thing.